All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5 o'clock on a Friday, and I have waited all week for this. We have had a hell of a good time with this. But before we hit some music and just dive in, I want to know if Sully wants to put a wrinkle in it. You want to put a wrinkle in it?
Meaning? What are we talking about?
Do we let people call up and ask to hear a certain team's pick?
Sure.
And we
fill in the draft. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fill it in at random
points. I'd like to do
points.
That. Yeah, we should try it that
so
way.
So here's the deal.
For sure.
David, I did through pick 25 today. We started out with 12. We went to 20. I'm out to 25. And on draft day, my complete first round if I ruled the world mock. Now, here are the ground rules. I'm running the teams, but I'm now putting in a 50-50 split between what I want to do and reality. Meaning, the first draft, I just went hog wild. Did whatever I wanted. Last draft was mostly about me. This draft, I'm going to try to have an element of real to it. And with that, 248-539-9797. Give me some music. All right, Sully, let's get the obvious out of the way, shall we? The first pick in the 2020 If I Ruled the World draft. The Cincinnati Bengals select Joe Burrow, quarterback, LSU. Now listen, this has nothing to do with Tua's Wonderlic. This is reality. Burrow's going here. I'm not going to get away with not taking Burrow here. So, it's very simple. Let's go to the second pick. With the second pick, the Washington Redskins select Chase Young, defensive end, Ohio State. Just thank you, Bert. Again, simple. They'll have one of the best D-lines in football. Ron Rivera, defensive coach. It's reality. It's also what I would do if I ran the team. Now, let's go to number three. With the third pick in the 2020 If I Ruled the World draft, the Detroit Lions select, we have a trade. Yes, we have a trade. The Lions send number three to the Miami Dolphins for pick 5 and pick 26. Oddly enough, Mike, I just got a cup of coffee.
For 5 and 26, I like that, getting another first.
And with the third overall pick, the Miami Dolphins select Justin Herbert, quarterback, Oregon. Curveball, right? But I started to wonder.
Obviously, yeah.
Well, the Wonderlic was late breaking. And don't you almost view it that them trying to bring Tua to Miami on March 13th and their inability to do it, that maybe they crossed him off the board at that point? They desperately wanted to bring him in. And without those answers, maybe it's Herbert they wanted to guarantee they got, because you know San Diego likes him. I made the deal as the Lions, and I made the deal as the Dolphins. I think it makes sense.
Who's San Diego? Who's San Diego?
Oh, excuse me. The Los Angeles Chargers. Damn it, David. I did it again. Pick number four. With the fourth pick, the New York Giants select Isaiah Simmons, Clemson. Now, it's simple. Dave Gettleman hates my happiness. I would have taken an offensive tackle. But if you really are reading the tea leaves here, Gettleman's going to swing for the fences. Simmons probably has the highest non-Chase Young grade in this draft. And call it what it is. Gettleman doesn't like me to be happy. So he's going to go with Simmons. He thinks he's getting the best player in the draft. And the G-men still can't protect Daniel Jones and still can't run the football. Let's go to pick number five. Straight cash, homie. Cornerback, Jeff Okuda, Ohio State. I mean, it's the player the Lions covet. It's a player I've said, outside of the top three, I could get with. And we got paid to do it. We're picking again at 26, and we get our corner that we really like. It's a win-win. Plus, let's face it, my quarterback fantasies are just that, a fantasy. Pick six. The Los Angeles Chargers select Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback, Alabama. Listen, he ain't going to fall out of the top 10. The Chargers can sit tight, land arguably the number one player in the draft. It's a star they can market. They have no fans. Are you kidding me? That works. And all along, maybe it's the guy they wanted. Let's go to pick seven. I'll keep it short. I'm protesting this pick, even though it's me making it. I don't like the player here, but reality has to set in. With the seventh pick, the Panthers select Derrick Brown, defensive tackle from Auburn. In my world, I'd find a way out of this draft pick. Carolina's got so many needs, it doesn't even matter who they select. They desperately need a D tackle. I would never take Derrick Brown because he had one of the worst combines in history, and he's a low-ceiling guy. But realistically, boy, are the Panthers tethered to Derrick Brown. Let's go to pick eight. It is my distinct pleasure to represent noted sex symbol Cliff Kingsbury. And with the eighth pick, the Arizona Cardinals select Tristan Wirfs, tackle from Iowa. Well, I mean, look, breathtaking action ahead of us. But I just got the best athlete in the offensive line class. And even if he doesn't work out at tackle, he could be a Pro Bowl guard. Tristan Wirfs in a zone scheme. Tristan Wirfs with our screen game. Winner, 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 chicken dinner. Pick nine. The Jacksonville Jaguars select Jordan Love, quarterback, Utah State. Oh, yeah, that's right. I still get a say in this. I think the Jags have been playing possum. You're hearing how they're not into a QB, how they're going to go take the best D lineman out there. I still believe they're taking a quarterback. I think Jordan Love is a very Jags-esque pick. No? Number 10. The Cleveland Browns make arguably my favorite pick of the draft so far. Mekhi Becton, tackle, Louisville. 6'8", 365 on the left side. Jack Conklin on the right side. I'm doing a cartwheel if I'm Baker Mayfield. Mike, that's the top 10. Let's have a little feedback from you and David. Let's get some ticket texts. What do you have for me?
Yeah, I mean, the most stunning one was, of course, Herbert. And that's crazy.
Do you believe? I think it's going to happen, don't you?
No, I still would think Tua. I can't envision Tua. I don't know. Maybe he will. I can't envision Tua just sliding and falling in this draft. Who knows?
Listen, my opinion of Tua is unchanged. But the reality of what's going to happen next Thursday night might be changing. I really think Herbert's going ahead of Tua. Yeah. I think it'd be a grave error.
Wow.
Hey, David, by the way, did you start to hear some of the comps that are being bantied about with Herbert?
Comps? No, I haven't heard any lately.
I heard this from two different people. Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, my gosh.
How you feel about that one?
Which means you need an offensive line around him. You need an offensive line around him because he's just going to hold on to the ball too long. He can make plays, have a decent arm, can run a little bit.
Lions fans, would you be happy with 5-26 to move down to 5? I think so. You get Okuda, which I think is realistic. The Giants pick, just understand, I want a tackle, but I know how Gettleman drafts. You don't take a running back at 2, you do when it's a freak like Barkley. You don't take Daniel Jones at 6, you do when he has a draft grade on him that he's better than anybody else. Isaiah Simmons, I believe this. There are three players in this draft that on surface could be the best player in the draft, and it's not Joe Burrow. It's Chase Young, it's Isaiah Simmons, and it's Tua. Those are the three guys I look at and go, okay, they have the ability to be that Hall of Fame number one guy. It's not Joe Burrow. I do not see that for Joe Burrow. I don't see that for Jeff Okuda, Derek Brown, etc. Simmons is a freak.
The only question...
And that's what the Giants will do. Marmalade.
The only question I have here, that's 7. You have Derek Brown going to the Panthers. I get it. They want defensive tackle. Why not Javon Kinlaw over Derek Brown?
And again, that's where realism set in. I would go Kinlaw over Brown and take the chance. I would also trade out. I don't see a scenario where they're going to be able to trade out. And they are tethered to Derek Brown. Have you noticed how much Panthers Derek Brown chatter there is?
Yes.
I'm trying to let realism play more of a role.
Well, that kind of leads me to my Miami comment, them trading up for Justin Herbert, because if you want to believe that reporters are used for bait when it comes to draft news, Omar Kelly, that covers the Miami Dolphins, has been saying Tua, Tua, Tua since day one. So that could be a smokescreen that they're feeding him, saying, feed this out there. We actually like Justin Herbert instead.
All right, so hold on. Play the scenario out, though. If they move up to get Tua, the Chargers take Herbert.
Correct.
Don't you? I think the smokescreen in all of it. And in prior mock drafts, if I ran these teams, I would do something different. Like, I would sign Cam Newton if I were one of them. I would absolutely draft a positional. Like, if I'm the Chargers, I'd sign Cam, and I'd draft a left tackle. Now, if Tua is there, it changes my mind. But you get my point. I'm trying to do a hybrid here where if a team's not totally connected somewhere, I can slide in and make the pick. I just feel 5 and 6 are taking quarterbacks.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, looking at the top 10 here, it is more realistic to what the teams – I can see all of this happening. I really can.
Now, you do know none of it's happening.
Of course, right.
Like, that's the funny part with mock drafts for people who take them as if they're going to be accurate. None of this is true. The whole mock draft is based on lies, smokescreens, deception. And the further you go in a mock draft, the worse it is. Like, I'm going 25 picks deep. I'm not going to get any of these right. But we're still going to have fun doing it.
A comment on the Lions trade, though. I'm hoping they can get that because I don't want to just see, you know, they're going to get 39-5. I think they should be able to get 26 or, dream case, 18. But
if Bob Quinn knows what he's doing, you go after 5 and 26, and then you flip them a pick and you give them 3 and 150 or something. Listen, these guys want you to believe that they are nuclear physicists. They want you to believe that they're researching a vaccine for COVID-19.
Right.
It's football, man. They're playing high stakes fantasy football. That's all it is. But you got to love the football guy who thinks he's smart and everyone else is dumb. I could take someone right now listening on radio.com, probably three drinks deep. They'd have the same draft record as Bob Quinn. It's just that simple. That's how bad Bob Quinn is.
Yeah.
You want the next 10?
Let's do it next, please.
We'll do it next. 97.1. Oh, man, we got breaking news. Breaking news. If you listened to last Friday's show, you know that we were in our search for the finest Chinese takeout that was open amidst a pandemic. One of my only places I've ever liked in the state of Michigan. A little family-owned joint in Royal Oak called LC's Asian is not open. Well, guess what? According to Sully's DMs, after we pleaded for them to open up, apparently they are open. They are open on DoorDash. So if you got a hankering for some Rangoons or whatever it may be, Sully, this is big news for you. That is, Mike, if they're back in the business, pandemic just got a whole lot better.
Yeah, it's I'm trying to call again, actually, as you can hear my iPhone there. But someone had DM'd me on my Instagram and said, hey, LC's is open. And I said, no way, they've been closed. I called him a couple weeks ago, and he said, yeah, I just DoorDashed, and, you know, we're getting the order right now. And I said, really? And he sent me back.
But DoorDash last week, it was grayed out. So it's possible if it says they're preparing his order. I need that gentleman to take.
And then
he needs
back
to take a picture of his food when it arrives. I won't believe it until I see it. Because draft night, we're doing it. We're doing the Chinese food takeout bash 2.0. Yeah. Last week, we tried Rainbow in Farmington. It was outstanding. Minus one dish that was terrible. But that's, you know, whatever. You can't bat 1,000. The point is, if LC's is back in the mix, game changer.
No, it is. I'm pulling up my Instagram again right now. He said that his girlfriend placed the order, LC's in Royal Oak. Said, we're double-checking, and sent me a photo of the text from the DoorDash driver and
Oh my God. That
it said, we're preparing the order. But I don't know why the staff at LC's wouldn't answer when I called twice.
They don't want to talk to you. That's really what it boils down to.
Right.
Listen to me. If you're in the mood for Chinese food in the greater Metro Detroit region, and you're within the limits of DoorDash, LC's, baby. That place, I don't even know how I found it. It's a hole in the wall. It's like a mom and her kid. That's it.
Yeah.
Really lovely people. That is as close to New York City, General Tso's Chicken, as I've had in the state of Michigan. Their egg rolls, fantastic. Where they're a little weak is their dumpling and Rangoon game. Not strong. But entrees, strong. Portions, massive.
See, I actually just got a tweet from someone too that had said that it was a photo of someone standing in line at Rainbow in Farmington. They're trying it tonight because they heard
that's
it on
right.
the show.
Listen, and draft night, I'm set to do New York Minute in Clarkston. I got to figure out how I'm getting
it. Great spot.
I need the curbside because I'm not going into a restaurant. But all right, listen, let's get back to business. But that's huge news. Damn. I'm not going to allow it. Mike, I got to be honest. I almost wanted to just turn my entire dinner plan tonight upside down and just get it. It's that good. Like LC's, like Chinese food takeout, it's like Kenny's Roasters if you're a Seinfeld fan. I can't stop. The problem is I don't like Chinese food in this state because it's so subpar. So I save it for when I go back to New York because it's, let's just face it, it's better Chinese food. Like, I'm sorry. Not trying to hurt your feelings. Strike a beat. We got to get off of this. I can't believe it. All right. I've given you the top 10. Let's give you the rest. Mike, the Jets are on the clock. With the 11th pick, the New York Jets select General Tso's Chicken. All right. Jedrick Wills, offensive tackle, Alabama. I got to be honest. If I'm running the Jets, I'd be thrilled with this. I do believe if the Giants don't take Simmons, they'll take Wills. There's a lot of Saban, Alabama connections with the Giants, including our running backs coach. I think they'll take Wills or Simmons. Wills here to the Jets, that's a coup. Oh, they need a receiver. They got to keep their quarterback upright. Let's go to pick 12. You know it. I've had this pick since the beginning, and I'm not changing it because it's too sexy to imagine, Mike. The Raiders select my godson, CeeDee Lamb, wide receiver, Oklahoma.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Whew, I just needed a second to cool off. Pick 13. With the 13th pick, the San Francisco 49ers select Jerry Jeudy, wide receiver, Alabama. You know, in prior drafts, Derrick Brown was available here. Without him here, I want you to just picture a scene. You ready? George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, Jerry Jeudy, and a power running game that has play action for days. That is terrifying. Pick 14. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Andrew Thomas, left tackle, Georgia. Previous draft, I traded out of this pick. Went down to 18. I got myself DeAndre Swift. Reality, one of the top four tackles is available. I think the Bucs take him. You got to protect TB12. You don't have a choice. Let's go to pick 15. With the 15th pick, I'm staying consistent. The Broncos select Henry Ruggs III, wide receiver, Alabama. I think the Broncos really like this kid. 4.29 speed, physical. This kid's a maniac. He'll play special teams. He's a better blocker than Jeudy. And look, again, it's the same thing as the Niners. Cortland Sutton, Noah Fant, Melvin Gordon, Henry Ruggs. Broncos supporting their young quarterback. Pick 16, Mike. This is where David gets his wish. A lot of players I like here for Atlanta.
Yeah.
But the Falcons select Javon Kinlaw, defensive tackle, South Carolina.
Perfect.
Needs everywhere. Could have gone with an edge rusher for sure, because I love Chaisson. But I'm staying with Kinlaw here at 16.
That's a great pick.
Pick 17, Mike. Sound the alarms. We got a hot take. With the 17th pick, the Dallas Cowboys select Cesar Ruiz, center, Michigan. Now, after toying with a corner in the previous mock drafts, I bypass C.J. Henderson. I bypass Christian Fulton. Travis Frederick walked away. That's a Hall of Fame center. If I'm the Cowboys and I spent all that money on Zeke Elliott, we got to replace Travis Frederick. I was doing some digging. If you look at Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott's numbers with and without Travis Frederick, they are shocking. Cesar Ruiz is the pick. Woo! Uh-oh. I think I lost my guys. Wow. They just straight up want to move on. No commentary. Oh, no.
No, Ruiz.
Was that bad?
No, the Cowboys' offensive line's always incredible. That would be at the perfect spot for Cesar Ruiz.
All right, the 18th pick. The Miami Dolphins select the burner from the swamp, C.J. Henderson, cornerback, Florida. It's simple. It's a best player available versus reaching for an offensive tackle. You could go Josh Jones. You could go Austin Jackson. I'm just not doing it. Henderson could be a top 10 pick here. Don't be surprised a week from today if Henderson's in the top 10. I'm Miami. I play this kid opposite Byron Jones. And away we go. Adam, give me talent. Let's go to pick 19. The Oakland Raiders select Christian Fulton, corner, LSU. Now, I'm telling you, I tried every which way to how do I trade up and how do I do this. If I'm Miami at 18 and I see Henderson fall to me, there's nothing the Raiders can offer me. I'm taking him. And I'm putting two potential top 10 picks together. Raiders, next best thing. And Fulton's a guy game ready, can start. They have the option if they want to play a little bit of press cover with him. He can do that. Not all corners can. Solid pick for the Raiders, but man, Henderson would have been a home run, wouldn't it? You could see the Raiders take him at 12. Let's go to pick 20, Mike. The Jacksonville Jaguars select. Uh-oh, David, he's going to be angry. Kavion Chaisson, edge, LSU. Now, I already spent a top pick on the O. And, man, I wanted to go and get me a beautiful, beautiful wide receiver. But this defense needs a complete rebuild. We traded Dante Fowler. We're trading Yannick Ngakoue. I got to get somebody who can go get the quarterback. Chaisson's the selection. Gentlemen, feedback, criticism. I'll give you the last six picks next segment. What do you have for me? And do we have confirmation on LCs being open?
Yeah, I do. I can get to that in a couple minutes. I do have an update for you.
Oh, no, it's not.
I didn't say that, no.
Oh.
So just a radio tease for you.
97-1. Hold on, David. Hold on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.